Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Policy differences are one thing, but lately it seems like every time you turn around, the Eureka City Council is making decisions that defy common sense. Latest example would be plans to destroy the parking lot on 3rd Street right behind Lost Coast Brewery, a parking lot that benefits the brewery as well as other businesses. The plan is to set up a new building that is sort of a multi-use center with a better bus stop attachment, some living quarters for traveling nurses, some living spaces for a few families, and more. It actually looks pretty good. During public commentary periods, plenty of people objected to the destruction of the parking lot as well as what is the proposed construction. I don't have enough time to cover this as much as it deserves, but I'm going to add some points to ponder. Since when is it okay for the city to become a residential landlord? Doesn't our city have enough problems to focus on? I keep hearing that we are understaffed as it is. The building plans look like something that you would see in a bustling city, and while I have no problem with modern-looking buildings, I don't want to lose a parking spot in favor of yet another building that will go unused. Hard to forget the grand plans to build a multi-use fish market at the foot of C Street. While that area gets a little use, it's nowhere near what the city hoped for. To me, it makes little sense to get rid of something that we are using, a parking lot, and replace it with something that probably won't pay off. In other news, more grant money was approved for local businesses that suffered from COVID. The bridge loan tops out at $7,000 per business. Unfortunately, this money will not go to the stronger businesses that managed to plow through the pandemic because there is a silly requirement that you have to demonstrate a loss of 20% compared to the year before. I got news for you. There are plenty of businesses that broke even or maybe even made some gains because they worked really hard to survive the pandemic. Why those many businesses should be punished makes no sense. Whether it's a grant or a loan, the city has a duty to the taxpayers to make sure that at least some of the money goes to local businesses that are going to stick around for future years. Finally, this is a topic we cover once in a while, the importance of having a side income and being as productive as you can be. With inflation killing the money in your bank, now is the time to make stuff at home and sell it locally or online. Now is the time to teach lessons or offer your services fixing stuff. We live in a beautiful area with a lot of artists, it's true, but there are still massive opportunities for local artisans to make things that people will actually use. If you want some ideas, call me sometime and I'll get you a list. This is Anthony Manto with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.